Hello, and welcome to the HIMSS AMDIS Physician Community Podcast Series. I'm Pam Brewer. I'm coordinator for the Healthcare Information Systems team at HIMSS. Our guest today is Joyce Sensmeyer. She's a registered nurse, has her CP HIMSS certification, and is also the Vice President of Informatics at HIMSS. She's been with HIMSS since 2000. Joyce, welcome to our podcast today.
Thank you, Pam. Thanks for the invitation.
You're quite welcome. We're happy to have you. We wanted to spend a few minutes today talking about the TIGER initiative. I know you've been very involved with that. Can you tell us what is TIGER and why was it needed?
Sure. TIGER stands for Technology Informatics Guiding Education Reform, and it was really a grassroots effort that began in 2006. The goal was to engage all the stakeholders that are committed to our common vision of an ideal EHR-enabled nursing practice. But it's a program and not an organization, and was truly a coming together of many individuals and groups focused on better preparing our nursing workforce. So that includes practicing nurses and nursing students to use technology and informatics to improve the delivery of patient care. And the reason that we started the initiative is that there are nearly 3 million practicing nurses in the United States, but we have an aging workforce and an estimated severe shortage by 2010. Yet our workforce isn't all capable of using the innovative technologies that we are required to implement. So we wanted to really make sure that nurses were educated and equipped with the tools they needed. So truly, it was a revolution of sorts.
Can you tell us what TIGER has accomplished to date?
Sure. We started out with the goals for year one to define and publish our 10-year vision and then come up with a 3-year action plan to raise awareness of the need for informatics competencies for all nurses. Then year two was focused on collaborating to accelerate the progress on the action plan and to leverage best practices. And then the third year is focused on driving dissemination of these recommendations from our action plan throughout nursing and its professional organizations. So we started out with a summit back in 2006. We had 100 participants representing a wide group of stakeholders, and that is the group that really got down to looking at creating this vision and action plan. I want to share that summary report from that summit is published on the TIGER website at www.tigersummit.com. Then within the 3-year action plan, we focused on a common vision of what that ideal EHR-enabled nursing practice was. And as you can imagine, there were many ideas of that. We focused on identifying the gaps that we have in nursing preparedness to practice in that EHR-enabled environment. And then we agreed on those action steps to take over the coming years. And then phase two had the overall strategic focus of really developing that workforce that was capable of using the electronic health records and engaging more nurses in the development of the national health information technology infrastructure. So getting them involved in the committees, the activities, and seeing if we could raise up nurses as leaders to help with the national agenda. And then the third part of that is accelerating adoption of smart, standards-based, interoperable, patient-centered technology that we know can make healthcare delivery safer, more efficient, timely, and accessible. And then finally, related to that question, we looked at that 3-year action plan and came up with collaborative teams that focused on making recommendations. We provided them with the infrastructure to support their activities, but they went to work and really came up with an excellent listing of recommendations that we're now working in phase three to implement.
It's very impressive when I reviewed the summit information on the website and the other links that are provided. It's a very, very comprehensive undertaking. Can you tell us what and who has contributed to its success?
Sure. I think in terms of what, it was really the right time and the right group of people and a coming together of like-minded individuals and leaders across nursing. Nurses could all come together. So nurses from the multiple specialty areas, from education, from practice, those involved with research, those working in healthcare organizations, many of us that are representing professional societies, to focus on the topic that we had a common goal for. So that was very exciting.
I'm sure.
I think the other thing that has contributed to its success was that these individual organizations committed to it. And for example, the National League for Nursing, they went to their board of governors and presented the Tiger Agenda and really asked them to help us to make a difference. And the result of that is there now is a position statement from the NLN that requires that all nursing schools must integrate informatics, computer literacy, and information literacy into their curricula. So that's one example of really the impact that Tiger has had.
Amazing. It's been groundbreaking, and the things that you've undertaken certainly will make long-term impact in the training of our nursing workforce, will they not?
Absolutely. That's the really exciting part.
No doubt. Can you tell us what the next steps are for Tiger, where you're headed?
Sure. I mentioned that we had quite a number of individuals and groups that were participating. So we had really 1,400 individuals that joined the Tiger effort to help make this happen. Organizations across the specialties, nursing informatics community, such as the Alliance for Nursing Informatics, national associations like AMIA, HIMSS, and AHIMA, the vendor community stepped up, the educational community, and nursing leadership, such as the American Nurses Association. So in moving to the next steps, all of those individuals and groups are still poised to move this agenda forward. We now have an executive summary of phase two that's published, and that includes the recommendations of the collaborative groups that I mentioned. We are expecting that there will be summary reports from each of those collaborative groups that will be published this year. And for example, one of those would be the Virtual Demonstration Center. And that is a place where nurses can go and see what technology is possible, how they could apply that in their own work, and really education around that. So those reports will be published on the same website. We have launched a phase three executive planning committee, and the chair of that group is Patricia Hinton Walker. And I think our leader, official leader really along the way, has been Marion Ball. She has had the vision of Tiger and has really kept the drumbeat going throughout this time. Another thing that she is helping to accomplish is a book focused on this work, and that is in the next edition of Nursing Informatics, Where Caring and Technology Meet. That will be the fourth edition, and that will include a lot of the recommendations and information that we have created and developed within Tiger. And then finally, we are looking for grants to help fund this activity moving forward. And we look forward to working with all of the groups to get these recommendations implemented into action.
Joyce, you and all of your fellow collaborators are to be congratulated for all that you've accomplished in such a short period of time, as well as all of your plans for the future.
Thanks very much.
Our guest today has been Joyce Sensmeyer, Vice President of Informatics at HIMSS. Please visit the Tiger website. You'll find the link just below this podcast. This is Pam Brewer reporting for the HIMSS AMDIS Physician Community Podcast Series.